Guys, I want to welcome everyone and call the meeting to order. Thank you for coming. So at 5:02, we started. So the first item, 18-744 minutes of the PROS Advisory Board meeting of August the 9th, 2018. And if you have a chance to go through real quick, if not.
Motion to approve.
Second.
So we have a motion by Melanie and a second by Sean. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. So now we're going to move to our regular agenda. And 18-745, consider, discuss, act on making a recommendation to the City Council for naming a park within the Craig Ranch Town Center, located at the southeast corner of Colin McKinney Parkway and Aerobic Way. So you'll see the attachments, concept plan, Craig Ranch Parks, and naming policy. And so at this time, I will turn it over to our director, Mike Okoski, to introduce that.
So how many years have been part of the Parks Board? So we're very lucky. It's an honor to do this, right? And set the tone for generations here. These parks are in Craig Ranch. They are owned by the city and city property, but Craig Ranch actually builds them and maintains them as part of the HOA program, which is a nice deal that we have worked out. We have a couple ideas for names. The first one is Jenny. Jenny, you were Jill.
First one is Jenny?
No,
first
one.
Jenny's Park.
So with that, I'll ask Jamie to go ahead and run through some of the nuances of the context. Thank you.
park. So when this one came in, basically, obviously right next to it, the developers of Great Ranch kind of said, well, it kind of makes sense, you know, next door to each other, all that's separating it's one street, kind of makes sense to just go ahead and name that one really cheaper. And they kind of designed it to just to complement the existing one. So you've got kind of a grid pattern with some landscaping. They're continuing that kind of grid pattern along the street to kind of make it feel like it's one park. It's basically just an urban park. You've got some open plant or some, you know, open grass area. You've got some decomposed granite beds. You've got some stone seating, some stone wall of seating. Kind of a circular little walking path around it. Just the design for the residents, just a dense area, area to go and relax and just kind of enjoy themselves. So with this one, we are recommending the continuation of the Lake Cooper.
Dr. Ken Cooper's wife.
I make a motion to name it Lily Cooper Park.
So we have Lloyd. And we have Matt. Second. This time, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Yeah. Thank you. Now for the fun one. Let me introduce the next one. So I'll go to the second one and introduce it. 18-746. Consider, discuss, act on making a recommendation to City Council for naming a park within Craig Ranch Town Center located south of Colin McKinney Parkway and between Meyer Way and Rondell Way. So
this is the location of the second park, a little bit larger. You know, it's right at the main intersection, Colin McKinney and Allen Road, kind of your entrance into the Craig Ranch Town Center area. And this is another urban park. Again, it's part of the developer's agreement. It's in satisfaction of the park identification. We've kind of got this linear entrance into the park area. Along here, you're going to have a series of these sculpture features, just kind of, you know, delineating to make the entrance a little bit. You've got these series of arcs. You've got some landscaping, again, just open play area. You've got a terrace seating here. One of the things that we were talking about internally is just, you know, trying to look at this, trying to think of a good name based on its geographic features, topography, the design features. The designers have been calling it Arc Park. We didn't really like Arc Park. So one of the things that we were floating around with staff was, well, these are several names we were floating around, but one that we kind of landed on was Crescent Park, basically just because of the design. As you can see, a series of crescents throughout, through the landscaping, the walks. So this is our list of suggested names. Tinley Park.
There's a street next to it called Tinley Lane.
No preference for where the other.
Somebody here used to work for a town called Tinley Park.
Again, Art Park. The designers have been calling it Art Park, just not, you know,
it's like Mark.
Is there any question in the naming policy report that anybody knows about that hypothetically Crescent Park, a year, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, somebody says we really want to name this John Doe Park. Is there anything in here that prohibits that action from occurring?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, we did that with.
Yeah, we did. Let's go with Little John.
Well, so we have Harper doing is taking a name off it of John Doe and putting on a different name.
The name John Doe was changed.
Yeah, and when we named the courts, that was part of the reason we named it so generic, the courts for naming rights, and someone would come through that we were taking off a name that was really.
Well, that's kind of put a direct out to all of us. Pick one that's a relatively benign placeholder so that at such a time in the future that the proper, appropriate name presents itself. It's an easy one.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it's presented with $1 million donation.
It's called
Skydiver.
very specific.
So, arrival park is just basically you're arriving in a different age area, it's, you know, right as you come in. Terrace based upon some of the terrace seating, the quarter of the park, helix, again, based on design, the shapes, and crescent, again, based on the shapes.
It's a great DNA word. So, that's a good term.
Any name here as a recommendation to the council, they can come up with a name that they so choose.
My
point of concern was that pick something that's generic, benign, recommend the council, and then I do really think that the Parks Department has always made an appropriate name to honor those.
Mm-hmm.
So when the time comes,
that they would be up for the next park, and when it worked out for George Webb, and we had all agreed that that name wasn't holding, so we have kind of fulfilled that commitment with those names that we had. Yeah.
Yeah, so Dr. McKill.
The two dogs recommended.
Yep.
And part of that discussion we had, and Mike alluded to earlier, was that when we go and name a park after a historic McKinney figure, it seems a little odd to name one that is sort of in Craig Ranch. It's different from our other ones at the playground set, and it's also sort of a neighborhood park that's built and maintained by Craig Ranch. So it seems odd, unless the right, it just fit for it, you know, if we had one.
So long term, because the Veterans Memorial Park is in the city, if there was a sea change, maybe start naming some park after some people were hooked into that as a theme, that may be appropriate next step.
Is there any suggestions from the Craig Ranch folks at all for that? Because they named everything around there.
Right. So they kind of like Art Park. That's what I wanted to mention. I sent a note to them today suggesting a couple options. But no, they kind of trust us.
Yeah.
I believe the board here named the K-9 Corral.
Yep, we did.
Yeah, so that was something that they just kind of left to us and then we're fine with.
I thought that was great.
Yeah.
So I guess at this stage, any names I hear that you guys cross off and that think about?
Cross off ARC.
Arrival.
Tiddly, because it's got somebody's name.
Yeah.
I know, but
my goal was going to be a Tinley Park and a Mormon Park. So,
what Helix Park? I mean, why would it? That doesn't even fit that location.
Well, we're looking at some of the features and whatnot that they were looking at. If it doesn't resonate, you're down to.
I like the idea of something that you're coming in, which was the arrival.
Let's go to a rival park.
I'm not a fan.
Crescent Park just seems more, it fits that area. And in line with, you know, what's going on there and the, you know, just.
I can get
that
on Crescent. Yeah.
So we're looking at the park here, has kind of art.
Looks like a lamb chop.
What are the entrance on that slide? That slide, that one. Those little obelisk things. What are those things called? Is that
a name? Shape or something, right?
They are. They're just a sculptural feature. Yeah.
I was wondering if there's a name for that shape or something. Mm-hmm. Because it's
rhombus. Rhombus part.
Obvious.
That was a joke. I'm not going
to. Actually, it would be a truncated cone.
That looks like a beehive.
Stonehenge.
Just went obvious.
Kind of
This would be the motion to go.
That's the golf teams.
I'd like to make a motion that we name the Great Park Crescent Park for submittal to council for our admission.
Second.
I have a motion by Richard Sissy and a second by Melanie. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Unanimous.
We're trying not to mess that up.
All right. We're going to turn it over to our director for updates.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, good news coming to council on Tuesday night. Matt Cameron, who oversees our defense complex at the United States, he won an award from the United States Professional Association for a charity event he held to benefit the folks in Houston at Hurricane Harvey. He raised $10,000. We have met with her one time to do a presentation in Utah. So he's really plugged into the tennis world in kind of a great way. So we're doing some pros down here, do some walkings and everything else. So that was a national award that we received in New York City. So we're going to present that award to him officially at the council meeting as part of the presentation portion. So we can To tie into that, we also have on the council for the consideration their approval to allow us to apply for a grant for the indoor tennis complex portion of this project, next phase. Here's why we're doing it at this phase. Because Mr. Hamlin has, he's going to put up about $1 million of his own money to the project. So we have been charged as a department to find more private partnerships and to kind of leverage money as best we can. So I challenged Matt, and Matt will bring me to the table, and then we'll meet you halfway. So with $1 million potentially from Matt, the grant we're applying for is $750,000. We've set aside $2 million from that zone. With that money, I think we can accomplish indoor facility. Now there are some issues with bathrooms and base bricks and nuances that may impact the budget, but I think we probably get a good 6 indoor courts that can be converted into 24 pickleball courts. So that helps us as well in the pickleball world.
For them, yeah.
Which we're sharing space for that. And a very passionate, growing group of folks. And so then we'll check that box as well. So it'll serve multiple features. Above and beyond that, it can serve the multi-purpose event space for the city. So we're looking for spots to have a big all-hands meeting and things of that nature. While we have a space, we can do that now. That we can shape and form as needed. So the council has to approve when we go after a grant. So I think the time is right for that to know the end of the house as well.
What kind of advice that would be?
It's not consent, so we're hoping that it's...
Sorry, I missed our meeting. Is it so easy?
It's the first, it's the two times.
I love it.
Yes, they try to not mess a lot of things up.
It's a fail. No, I mean, all kidding aside, I'm sad about that one because the grant itself, I mean, the pickleball's pretty...
It's from the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, I'll call it. And they love it. There's private partners as part of it. And they research multiple features and expands recreation for all ages and abilities. So this checks a lot of red boxes there. Mm-hmm. So if Prime's ready to go, I would love to start that project as soon as possible. Then you can start selling half the game that the park's going to finish. It'll keep chipping away at it as you have to. So as you know, we did set aside $2 million from Zone 3, so potentially zero tax dollars will pay for this this amenity. The private money, the grant, and developer-funded contribution of our grant. So I think it's a great story, so we should celebrate. Quick recap on where we're at with our budget. The budget gets considered for final approval on Monday night. We've had very little question here on the big picture stuff we have planned for 18 months. That's a good sign for us. It's always good. We are getting after it. So George Webb Park is under construction. That's in Westwick. Westwick, we had a meeting with architects last week. Public info meetings will start soon in that one. That's in Westwick as well. Finished park renovations. Met with the architects in that one last week too. We're going to do more pavilions, more trails out there. We're going to change the splash pad. That's been there one of the oldest ones in the New York system. So that's going forward. Green range, special planning. So we're going to go all that stuff. So the first four are already going. We're going to have to finish. The next one's Atwood Park. We got our first sketch planned back to us as staff and these comments. Next Tuesday, I think we sit back with Kimberly Horn. So at the October meeting, we'll have plans to show you guys on that. Really cool stuff. I think it's going to be one of our premier small scale parks in the city. I think it's an amazing job Kimberly Horn is doing. Old Settlers, $2 million into our account. Architects are working on right now. So, and so on and so forth down the line. So our goal, our mission is to have either a groundbreaking or a grand opening every 2 months. Or four. Boom, boom, right?
Yep. Yep.
Because this doesn't line up. So we're going to have the All Willies Playground dedication November 17th. In February or March. The 17th, yes, sir. November 17th, yeah. There's so many events in Finding Week Park. That's a Saturday. We're going to do a more all-day event, a 4 or 5 hour event with a petting zoo potentially, food trucks, make it more kid-centric. We all love speeches, but I think this is more about the kids. Yeah. Maybe they give them a chance to hang out there for a good day.
Let us know if you need volunteers. It's more than just a dedication with
some family.
That's not good.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, we're going through the process right now, kind of figuring out where our partnership volunteers are. So that's going forward. The tennis facility will be opening up February, March, depending on the weather. We had some rain outs recently. Shortly after that, we have a web park opening up. And, not joking around, I think 2 or 3 months we're going to have to be on that. So it's going forward. That's the mission. That's my charge. So we have no choice. So the team's doing an awesome job. Mm-hmm. They're doing it. The city council's giving us resources. We've got to show that we're going to do.
Did you all include like cases of fire?
I know, it's that's a good idea. Yeah. 4 hour event, huh? Yeah, that's perfect. And we're also, I meet with our frontline team members and some other folks about detail work on the roads. So my mission this year, we worked hard to get our big master plan for the next 18 months, the detail work on our part, the picking weeds, the edging our stuff, everything else. We are going to get better at that. So we're starting to walk some parks and making punch lists. If a tree is almost dead, cut out, plant a new tree. You know, those that are going to survive there, take them out. Give a better first impression and last impression of our parks. So be patient with us. We're going to get after it. And the last note I want to share with you folks is we spent a lot of money last year. City manager gave us about $800,000 to renovate our baseball and softball fields. We got a note today from the commissioner of the McKinney Baseball Association saying the feedback's been awesome. That compliments across the board. The fields are playing better. They are not being shut down as much. We have all the hitting nets, the baseball bat racks, and the dugouts. So we're getting great feedback from visitors, from players, from parents. So literally, that's what we do it for. So we do more of that. It's just a one of those. So we have to. So things are coming to fruition.
Do you get any sense that the city council is not going to support the budget as?
No, so one portion of the budget which I don't know anything about is this portion right here, 15, 16, and 17. So we did ask for from the city manager to grow up that CIP money. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, we get all our money from MCDC or from developer zones. We typically don't pay CIP money, of course, the roads and waterway improvements and so on. I have not heard that's a go or no go, probably not a go, which means that I'll take zone money then to accomplish that.
And where I'm going with that ask is there any value in the board passing a motion, saying something that we support this, that you can carry to council and say, hey, we as citizen members of this board have said yes, we want to support this thing. Is there any value in that? Do you sense that there's...
No, I think it's not. No, I think it's just been great. I think the council has really given us a lot this year. We're amongst all of the players in the city, fire at least, get the lion's share. Mm-hmm. We all understand how the pie chart works. We're kind of second or third place now, folks. So we're getting 9 new employees next year. It's awesome. Some departments are getting 1, 3, 2.
Some going to 10 because I know you.
Tim's getting 5. Tim's getting 5
workers. Yeah.
So then detail work and need more bodies. Yeah. So we're catching up. And the other one will help up at the rec centers to get more part-time staff. So we have 100 hours at the senior center, more programming at the senior center. So we're getting after it. So we're hearing those. Mm-hmm. Weekend rentals for now. We might open them up in the future as well. So, we're trying.
I just say, from a procedural standpoint, I mean, we're down to the.
Who would have to make a motion or something
now? Yeah, I mean,
Well, there's no reason to do it. It's just more of a, if there was some kind of question, we'd all stand up and go to them.
Yeah.
Not.
By the time we got here, we're 3 business days away from approval. No one's saying a word that I've heard, even in non-public.
The council defense, there's a lot of assets every year. So
they've been good to us.
And I think there's, number one, you guys as a board and as a department kind of did it out of the park. Second, having Paul come and, the first round out of the box being a tax decrease, but it's a tax rate decrease. And having two of those in a row has been certainly helpful. Not just perception, but reality. So, anyway, for what it's worth, that's my opinion. $3 to get you a lot of
One other thing, did we get important designation downtown?
We did. We got a cultural designation for downtown, which folds into that includes Mitchell Park, Central Park, is one of our smaller parks and development services, also Pinch Park. So what we're doing is we're going to submit Pinch Park to be named as a legacy park in the state of Texas. Because it's got a cultural aura about it, and that designation will help that application process. Yeah, it also affords more grant opportunities.
I got some news kind of tied to that today. Jeffrey Hole, who's been really involved in that, he passed.
Yeah,
he was not looking well.
Anything else?
I have 18. Yep.
So what's this, where are we with that? Like, what's the proposals, what your final options are,
right?
And when do you want $300,000 or something?
So I might have my next over come to MSDDC to put that discussion down. And those bottom three for an update overall. And then with the actual money amount, I'm still getting in that focus.
So about the actual methodology, the actual choice that you're in that stage yet? You showed me some sort of pictures.
We're still that same track.
Still there,
yes, sir. So the RP will definitely run for any and all options above the end we're showing of that nature. So.
All right, thank you, Mike. Is there any other comments from citizens? Y'all are citizens, so. No other comments, so I say we adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
So we can go to the other meetings.